What was unique about this project in regard to your role to it?
Because this came right after Lao Jiu. So Lao Jiu was actually sort of you know, the way you define box office or the maturity of the work, I would say it was a failure, okay, in 2005. But it was a necessary failure. It was, you know, the best kind of a learning studio that, and very expensive one, that we had. So when it came to this one, I think we were a bit more aware of our shortcomings. So I think for the first time, I was trying to balance between looking for actors versus looking for singers. Because with Lao Jiu, I was very much looking for actors who could sing. In this case, I had to think about looking for singers who could act. You know, I think we realized that as a theatre company, our strength was not to train people how to sing, but to train people as actors, right? So I can make a singer act probably better than I can make an actor sing. So strategically, how we piece this team together became very, very different. It was I think it was rather kind of a, you know, opposite of what my instinct would usually be. But as a result of that, we got to work with people like George, you know. We got to enlist help from people like Wen Fu and Xie Yi, you know, that I got to know people like Zhou Dong and Rick Liu. These people strength up very much in music, you know. So I think Tianleng was probably one of those sort of right project at the right time for the convergence of people that were kind of, I would say, established but in control in a discipline or in a genre or on a technical path, you know, or a style, but looking for something else, you know. It was sort of an assembly of a group of people who were very open and ready to venture out of their comfort zone and, you know, in search of collaborators and stimulants for them to develop further.